Next on Making Sense of the Madness, a naturopathic doctor exposes biowarfare masquerading as medicine. And Jason Burmis exposes the toxins in hand sanitizers and much more. We're going to question the mainstream narrative and expose media propaganda right now. Nanotechnology. Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. What did we just witness here, and why do you think it's relevant for us right now?
I think, unfortunately, we probably all know that when you see things like this revealed to the public, they've probably had the technology for over 50 years. So right. I would not be surprised if that is already taking place in the body on some other form. And I've been talking about some things like this probably since 2019, and I actually said some of those words they threw up on the screen, like how the nanotech is able to shape shift and all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting all of a sudden now they're revealing this to us. And the magnetic properties, it's like, don't people already have magnetic issues when they get the jab?
Right. That was something that stood out to me. And it gets activated by something, right? It wouldn't just do things on its own. It has to have some type of activation, telling it what to do. And that would be through electromagnetism. So what kind of, let's say there is this sort of tech within the so-called vaccines. Would it have to be activated by something? And what would that something be?
Yeah, some type of Wi-Fi signal. And of course, 5G is an excellent one now because the data speed is so fast. Obviously, I think most of us know that 5G has nothing to do with telecommunications, but I think 5G has more to do with AI and nanotech communication. And they're playing around with magnetism for sure.
Would you have to have, like, for example, I've heard you can actually detect specific MAC addresses from specific people or maybe their batches of their vaccine. I don't know how that works. Is this the kind of thing that you think would be really individualized or is it something that can kind of be done remotely from really far away to a whole bunch of people at once? What's your thinking on this?
That's a good question. That one's harder for me to test, but I'm imagining they can do it from a pretty far distance. And I think it all depends on when you really look at the technology, it's designed, like Moderna said, to be plug and play. So as they get more and more of this technology in your body and it builds these elaborate circuits and communication devices in your body, if it's able to send out a message and they get a ping and they know they're communicating with you, then, you know, they can do all kinds of things. And if they can have a mass amount of people, then they could probably send out one signal. Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the things that could be done. My mind started racing when I saw that clip of, if someone with bad intentions had one of those in someone's body, they could clot an artery and cause them to die. What are some other things that they might be able to do?
Yeah, and as you were seeing, they were talking about the electrical principles and how it's a great conductor. So it looks like in that video, they were using it to actually connect two wires. So can they use this to start forming different circuits in the body? Because we've already seen where you have the carbon nanotubes and they have magnetic iron oxide particles and all these different things. Well, there's a term Rice University coined called teslaphoresis. And that is when nanotechnology is exposed to EMFs, they can self-assemble and build themselves into elaborate systems. So some of this nanotech could just be forming wires. And then you have some of this weird goo stuff that comes along and, you know, splices it together. And the next thing you know, we have a operating circuit.
So what could some of these circuits be used for?
I think they're probably being used to manipulate different electrical systems in the body. Obviously, the heart's a huge one. The brain's a huge one. I know military has been talking about some time about trying to get nanoparticles into the body where they can actually communicate and take over the brain. They've already done it with headsets. You know, they have two headsets and one person has a head cradle on, the other person has a head cradle on, and person A is able to take control over person B completely. And, you know, their example is that if you're out in the battlefield and there's no doctor, then they can put these head cradles on, the doctor can just tap into the soldier's body and take over his body and perform a surgery. And of course, they want that in a nano form. And that was back like in 2018. So you have to wonder, between 2018 and 21, were they able to take that type of nanotechnology and, or that type of technology and put it in a nano size? You have to wonder about that kind of stuff. And is that what this is to some form?
Right. And I know we could speculate all day. We'll get into this real testing that you've done very soon. But I do want to ask you one more question about this. So I brought up the idea that, you know, this could be used to remotely kill someone. But is it your thought that, you know, they might not want to kill people? They might want to keep them alive and do things to them. What kind of things would they want to do to them to disrupt their systems?
Yeah, when you look at nanotechnology and weaponized pathogens as a whole, I don't see them the same as biological warfare. I see biological warfare as we're going to kill people. Weaponized nanotechnology is really designed for controlling and turning on diseases. And I think since the 1940s, they have been creating all the diseases. And the other thing they use them for is subtle behavior modification. And ultimately, they want transhumanism. So they want a technology that can get in the body and start changing it into something different. And it's really interesting that we just saw this video, because throughout the movies, and I don't know, probably the last century, we've been seeing movies where they talk about this black goo. And this black goo is always shown to be like this alien technology that's going to change our DNA and turn us into them. And it's like, well, who are the aliens exactly? And, you know, why do they want this black goo in our body that's going to change our DNA? So I think that's the end goal more, is transhumanism. And right now, I think they're just playing around with the technology to find out how much control do they really have? What can they really do to people? And of course, people are dying because of it. But, you know, for these crazy people building this stuff, they don't care. It's like, well, that, you know, you're just a lab rat.
And that's just part of the experiment.
That's just part of the experiment.
They want to modify thoughts and feelings, you know, maybe get people to change their behavior to be compliant, to vote for one candidate over another. I'm just speculating here. But, you know, I want to ask you about your testing techniques, because you were telling me before the show that it's not chemistry. It's you're looking at the electromagnetic signatures. Is that right? Can you describe your testing?
Yeah, so it's a frequency testing, and we would call it a frequency signature, which is like a fingerprint, right? So a a frequency signature is made up of one to maybe thousands of frequencies that come together to make up a substance. And it's like an energetic fingerprint. Nothing else has an energetic signature like it, because that's what makes that substance unique. So when you can test on this level, it's very sensitive. And this device hits around 97 to 98% accuracy, which is phenomenal, because according to Harvard, if you just do one medical test, like blood work, the likelihood of getting an accurate diagnosis is only about 20%. And just to reach a 70% accuracy, you have to do at least seven or more different types of medical tests. But we have tests that they've been using that have been developed over the last 80 years, testing the body energetically. And these devices are now hitting at 97 to 98% accuracy. And we can tell if a substance is physically present or if it's just a memory that the body's been exposed to the substance. So this type of technology has been around for a very long time, but not talked about. It's not taught in medical schools. In fact, they try to make it sound like it's nonsense, but I mean, it's been around for a very long time, probably ever since Dr. Vol.
And I guess you've had your own health issues, which caused you to become a naturopathic doctor. I want to ask you about that and what you've seen in your practice. We're going to take a quick break and we'll get right back to it.
All right.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read the difference in all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Spreading lies before God's eyes, you've called yourselves the New World Order. Well, time is not your friend. For you, it is the end. And a secret voice calls out across the wind, America forever shall be free.
We are talking to Dr. Alfonso Manso, specializes in biophysics, weaponized pathogens, and nanotech. So tell us more about your testing techniques. Is this related to the Rife machine and so forth? How long has it been around and why has it been demonized?
Yeah, you could definitely say that. That it's different technology, but it's similar because it's using the same types of principles. So I actually started out in electrical engineering.
The effectiveness.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I actually started out in electrical engineering, and I did that actually before I became a naturopath. But somewhere in, I think it was like in the 1950s, there was a German doctor called Dr. Reinhold Voll, and he was the first doctor to actually measure acupuncture points with an ohm meter, just measuring resistance. And he found out that all acupuncture points had 100 times more resistance than non-acupuncture points. And then they actually even injected radioactive isotopes and traced the pathways through the body. And so have you heard of that? They're not teaching it in medical school. In fact, most people, if you even talk about Chinese medicine, say, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. But can you believe we've actually traced the pathways with radioactive isotopes? And when they injected the radioactive isotopes into non-points, they didn't go anywhere. Only when they injected them into acupuncture points. So we actually have traced out thousands of pathways now in the body that are completely electromagnetic. There's nothing physical there to explain the pathways. And there's deeper pathways in the body that work off of light. So communication of energy or communication of information via light, almost like the new cables we have for internet and everything else. So the body has a software system that controls the hardware. And the hardware is the chemistry and everything else we physically see. But the software system is all information that's being communicated by electromagnetic means. And that's why Moderna and these other companies know this. And they come out and they tell us they're making a software delivery system because they know our body already has a software system and they're just trying to corrupt it. So they know what they're doing. And so on one hand, they don't want us knowing about it, but it is pretty well known.
Right. We're really changing the way we think about our bodies as software ever since the mRNA tech came out. So regarding this testing, is this purely for diagnostic or is there treatment involved? And what have you seen in your own practice?
Yes, it can be for both. Of course, no, legally, we can't say diagnostic because, you know, they coined those words for their own little monopoly. But we can use it to find the real causes to what's going on with the health. I've used it to analyze a lot of different vials of the jab. But it also tells us what supplements might be best for the person. What ones balance the body the best. We can make... it's called a frequency imprint. So we can take substances and imprint them with the different frequencies the person specifically needs to get those frequencies in the body, like a Rife machine. So we can actually do both with the device. We can test and we can do treatment with it. And it's amazing
when
to see the results.
You've analyzed the jab. And have you analyzed the COVID virus? Tell me what you found when you did that.
Yeah, now when it comes to COVID, basically, it's a weaponized pathogen, which is why it's very confusing. And this stuff started in about the 1940s, and it's really pretty much demonic. So demons were giving the Nazis the foundational blueprint for making weaponized pathogens. And nanotechnology. So when you look at a weaponized pathogen, it's what they do is they take the genetics of multiple organisms and they mix it all together along with heavy metals and nanotech. So it's really half machine, half pathogen. And since the 40s, they've been making diseases with this stuff. So this is actually nothing new. It's just unfortunately all this stuff started coming out for the first time in 2020. I think they just couldn't help themselves. And we're starting to see the next level of their evolution in the technology. And over the years, you know, it's getting, they're getting more and more advanced with how they make this stuff. But
I'm familiar with the Thule Society and the paranormal aspects of the Nazi party, but most people aren't. Maybe you can clue us in. When you say demons gave them the technology, most people would just flip out when you say that.
Oh, they do. They do. So what we're seeing is a reemergence of the same technology that was around during the days of Noah. And so a lot of the fallen angels had offspring, and we call them the Nephilim. And the Nephilim, when they died, became demons. So they had this really ancient technology, and basically they're handing it over to the Nazis. And then Project Paperclip brought it here to the United States, and all the major governments that have a big military have this technology now. And what's happening is most of these scientists who are playing around with this stuff, they have no idea where it came from. They really don't know who's in control of it. They just think it's the latest technology and, oh, we developed it somehow.
It's just everything's compartmentalized.
It is. And they give us hints all the time, like Rice University that I was speaking about earlier. Their quote is, "We discovered that in the presence of EMS, nanotechnology could self-assemble and build itself." I'm like, well, how did you not know that if you developed this stuff? Didn't you go by the manual and look in the manual and say, oh, hey, look what nanotechnology can do? But every couple of years, you find out they come out and saying, oh, we just discovered something else we can do with this technology. So I don't think they developed it. I don't think they really know who's in control of it. That's why it's hard for people to grasp, because if you don't understand this point, you can't understand how advanced the technology is. When I start explaining to people how advanced this technology really is, they go, well, there's no way man could have made that. You're right. They didn't. They're just playing around with it.
Yeah. It's so disturbing when you go down this rabbit hole and you discover that our own rocket scientists at NASA were doing satanic rituals to get this type of knowledge. Well, we won't go down that rabbit hole yet, because you brought some slides that you're going to show us to understand what we're looking at here. With this is a completely different paradigm. This is not traditional medicine. Go ahead. Uh-huh. You can take it away.
All right. So this first slide is just explaining what I kind of explained earlier. And in medicine, this is called the levels of structural organization. And they start with everything in the black. Okay, so they start with the chemical level. And chemicals come together to form cells. Cells come together to form tissues. So this is how the body gets organized and put together. The problem is they leave out the first level. The first level is actually the informational level, which is electromagnetic communication of information. And it's also the power source. So you think of a battery or something that's powering all the different organs and tissues, but it's also the information that everything like chemistry and cells and tissues need to then organize themselves. And obviously, if you don't believe in a creator, they don't want to teach this in the schools, because you have to ask the question, who's all powerful and all knowing to create all this information that runs the body? So they don't talk about it. And that's the first slide. If you want to go to the next slide, here again, just explains the difference between a weaponized pathogen and biological warfare. So you see the weaponized pathogens, which have nanotechnology in them, they're not made for killing. Do people die? Yes. But their real goal is control and manipulation, and eventually transhumanism. So next slide, we get into Moderna. So this is what this used to be on their website. And you can see they say they set out to create an operating system just like on a computer. And it's designed to be plug and play. And you can see down in the little image and below, they're saying your DNA is where they're going to store this information. I thought they weren't going to mess with our DNA. Didn't they tell us that? Oh, no, no, no. But here they're telling you this is where they store the information. And the mRNA is the software. And this spike protein they're producing is actually the application. So your body is making the spike protein. It's actually the nanotech in the body that's making the synthetic spike protein. Now notice this other thing they say is really interesting. We need to get the mRNA technology deep into the tissues and cells while evading the immune system. Because if the immune system is triggered, it might try to stop it from working. So see, your natural body does not want this technology and actually wants to try to stop it. So they have to evade the immune system. So here's another lie we just caught them in. I thought when they give you the jab, it stays only in the local area. Here it says they're trying to get it into targeted tissues and cells. And the whole idea is to evade the immune system, not make your immune system better. We can go to the next slide. This one is an interesting. You can look up the website here and get the full article. This was just a couple pictures, but this came out in April of 2021 when I was testing the jabs, and it gave me a lot of information because they're talking about CRISPR-Cas9 and how they needed to come out with a safer, more effective version. And CRISPR technology is the technology that can go in and edit your DNA. So they came out with a new one called CRISPR-I and A, probably AI. And it's nano size. And look what they say here. There is one caveat. In order for them to work in the cells had to continually express an artificial protein to maintain the genetic changes. It just says to maintain the changes. What changes? The changes in turning on and off genes. So why do we need a spike protein in the vax? Because without the person continually making spike proteins, this nano CRISPR technology doesn't work. And on the bottom of this article, you can even say, as you can see, where they even admit this is the same technology that's the basis of Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccine. They even admit it. So very important information here. So if you're wanting to know when people are going to stop making spike proteins, I wouldn't expect it to ever stop. I think the nanotech that's in the body now is going to continually keep making these proteins. But that also gives us a good indication of how to stop it. If we can get rid of the technology, then we can reverse what they're doing with turning off the genes. And then the next slide gets into how. So this is what I do. I figure out all the different energetic signatures that they're using in all these technologies, and then we invert it. And you see there's two types of interference waves. One's called destructive, one's called constructive. Everyone has heard of this. Destructive interference is also called noise cancellation technology. Everyone's heard of noise cancellation technology. So when you get a wave and you invert it, and those two waves hit each other, they cancel themselves out. And you can see the guy standing in the middle of the speakers, he's in the dead zone, where the two waves are hitting each other invertedly, and they cancel themselves out. Now, this is how Rife technology works, and the concept of an opera singer getting to the inverted frequency of the glass, and the glass shatters. So how do we get this technology out of our body? We're using light, sound, and magnetism, inverted frequencies of the original material, to cause it to disintegrate out of the body. That's how we have to do it. Now, if you use constructive interference, that's for building things up and making it stronger, louder. And that's just basically you're reflecting the same frequency off of itself. They use that in concerts. Instead of cranking up the volume, they just reflect the music off of itself and it sounds louder and enhanced and it's amplified. So if you want to build something up in the body like your tissue, you can do that because it won't destroy the tissue. It makes the tissue stronger. Things we don't want in the body, we use destructive, and it will only destroy the substance that has that same frequency inverted. And then, of course, I think the next slide is just some more information if people want to know what are some things you can really do to protect yourself right now. Copper is a really key thing to understand, the copper metabolism. So a way to get natural copper into the body is grass-fed beef organs, cod liver oil, because you need the retinol. You can get trace minerals added back to your water. Magnesium is a huge thing today. IP6 gold, that's really huge because you need to get the synthetic iron and just excessive iron that they've been putting in the food supply since the 40s out of your body. That's one way to do it. Whole food seeds. I see the copper, the fovic humic minerals that are plant-based, and ionic boron are three things that I have found. They all happen to be minerals that really help against nanotech. Most herbs and most drugs will not touch the stuff. They were designed to evade them. So what you have to do is you hit them with strong magnetic fields, not electromagnetic, magnetic fields, and that erases their software. Once their software is erased, you can detox these things out because they're nothing more than just particles at that point. But when they have an operating system and it's active and online, it's almost impossible to get this stuff out. So that's the missing piece a lot of people are looking at. You want to hit them with strong magnetic fields, then get the stuff out. And you have a window, because eventually what they're going to do is they're going to communicate again to 5G or something and download a new software. But so you hit them with the strong magnets and then you detox the stuff out. And that's how we're getting them.
It's so interesting. This is cutting edge research here. And I guess when people keep taking the booster shots over and over again, they're just injecting more and more of this nanotech into their bodies. And so it makes it harder to combat. So if yes. The best thing I guess you can do is just stop injecting yourself with this stuff and then start to look into these ways of combating it. Interesting copper, because we talked about Brian Artis before the show. And with the whole venom theory, copper is another one of those things that helps with that side of things. So very interesting. What works with COVID and what works with the vaccine, so-called vaccines, seeing a lot of the antiparasitics, seem to be helping, and a lot of these minerals. Could you explain the IP gold? I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, so IP6 gold is IP6, which comes from rice bran, and it also is inositol. And those two combined creates IP6 gold. IP6 gold has been touted for years for really good for the cells and really good against cancer. Well, it turns out one of the major reasons why is that's one of the few substances we know binds to excessive iron in the body and pulls it out. Most people have way too much iron. But the problem is your iron isn't necessarily in your blood. It's actually in your tissues and your organs where it's creating all this oxidative stress and inflammation. So when you have a blood test, they're only looking in the blood and they're going to think you're low or anemic. But what that really means is it's really high in your tissues. So this is one way besides blood loss to get iron out of the body. And iron is one of the biggest things that causes oxidative stress and inflammation. And all parasites feed off of iron. And this is why the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin works, because they sequester iron away from pathogens, and pathogens die because that's what they live off of. Nanotech lives off your copper, which is what the movie The Matrix was about. They're actually telling you they turn you into a copper top. Yeah, the nanotech is stealing your copper. So balancing the iron-copper metabolism is really huge.
This is so fascinating. I want to make you my physician now. This is amazing stuff to learn about. I wish we could talk about it all day long. I'll have to make an appointment. Where can people go to learn more about your work?
Sure. I think there was one more slide that has my contact information on it, I believe. Yeah, it would be a www.well-beingbydesign.com. So that's our website. We are a private membership, or actually a private ministerial membership association called Health Restoration Ministries. And then the clinic branch is Well-Being by Design. So that's where you can go to find out more information about me and everything we do.
I'm looking forward to learning more myself. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Dr. Monzo. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jason Burmis. He's going to tell us all about Elon Musk and this enigmatic figure. Is he good, bad, or something in between? We're going to try to figure it out together as soon as we get back.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, political instability. All of these can have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up.
Hi, this is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Buy gold, buy silver, buy now, but buyer beware. Precious metals companies are not created equal. As a PhD economist, I have been in the financial, economic, and precious metals business for 3 decades. The philosophy of my firm is people over profit. I encourage you to read my bio to learn more about me at KirkElliottPhD.com.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, 401k, and outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets any longer. Call 720-605-3900 or visit KirkElliottPhD.com.
Jason Burmis is a documentary filmmaker and citizen journalist. Jason, thanks for joining, as you do every week. Can you tell us about the research you've been doing into hand sanitizers and the toxins inside of them? Oh, looks like we're muted.
This actually comes out of exclusive. I'm sorry about that, Sean. This week over at the Daily Mail, and it should be really alarming because during this entire COVID-1984 nightmare, instead of pointing people to better nutrition, jazzing up their immune system, exercise, actual therapeutics that works, what do? They fear-mongered us. They made us wear masks. They pushed vaccines, and they pushed hand sanitizer everywhere. Hand sanitizer that had a sketchy past in the first place. And as you can see here, thousands of gels and sprays, and you can look at some of them right here. Many of us have seen these, have been pulled because they contain carcinogens, and even the FDA, who's a shady group to begin with, has now recalled another batch of these sanitizers. So this is the reality we live under. You know, these are supposed to be the authoritative sources. They're pushing us towards this. You couldn't go to a public area. There are still many, many stores out there, bars, restaurants that have this stuff on hand. You had Andrew Cuomo actually manufacturing it at local prisons. And what are they saying now? Oh, it's actually harmful. It doesn't really help you. It might cause cancer, Sean.
This is unbelievable. It just makes me realize that anything they're pushing on us probably isn't healthy for us. If they're trying to shove a something up your nose to do some type of test on you, or if they're trying to force you to put something on your body before you come in and shop, it's probably not healthy for you. It's like whatever they say to do, do the opposite.
Well, this is yet another like kick in the teeth. Think about the lunacy of the fact that they were all warning us that we couldn't be together to worship, or we couldn't be together at work. And yet you could be if you worked at a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's. And those are so healthy for you, Sean. And don't worry, once they started opening those Applebee's where you were like three apart and they put up the plastic, well, they had the hand sanitizer for you there too. It is maddening, because so many people don't have a long-term memory and cannot associate why this is indeed madness. Did they push vitamin C? Did they push vitamin D? Did they push exercise? No, they didn't. They pushed hand sanitizer, much of which was manufactured overseas in Korea and China, that is now proven to be carcinogenic and possibly cancer-causing.
Yeah, and I saw on the headline there, could cause blindness and seizures. This is not just some kind of minor thing. Oh, if you douse yourself with it every day over 30 years, you might get cancer. It's like, no, you could get seizures and you can go blind. Unbelievable type of problems that you can have. This is not minor. And you know what they do is they fill you with fear. And then you try to have some kind of action that you can do, and they give you the solution to deal with that anxiety. It's like, oh, just strap a mask across your face and douse your hands with hand sanitizer, and it will just make you feel safe, even though it won't make you safer. So we have to wonder, next time they try to push something on us, we got to question it more. So let's talk about Elon Musk. You know, I guess Joe Biden mentioning that he thinks this sale to Twitter, his takeover of Twitter, needs to be looked at.
So, you know, in this very, very tough to watch Q&A with Joe Biden, where he stammered, really didn't know what he was talking about in many cases, you had this staged question. And by the way, he had to read off a thing. He's got 10 people to go to. Even in this moment, when he's asked about essentially Musk being a threat to national security, whether or not they should be looking into the acquisition of Twitter with other foreign nations, including Saudi Arabia, he has a tough time even getting out an answer. And the answer is kind of so-so and pathetic, but it's the question and the narrative, I think, that's important. But let's go to the clip. And this here is that reporter asking Joe Biden about Elon Musk.
National security, and should the U.S. and with the tools you have investigate his joint acquisition of Twitter with foreign governments, which include the Saudis?
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at.
He can't even really say the word worth. I thought that he might have actually fallen asleep or maybe injured himself while he tried to answer the question. But while he's being portrayed as this national security threat, do we really believe that when just a couple of weeks ago, you can see here that SpaceX, which is his baby, just bested Boeing to become NASA's largest for-profit vendor. And Sean, let's just get it out of the way. Have we ever seen more rockets in the sky doling out these Starlink satellites on top of what's going on in the Ukraine? This guy is a defense contractor. He is not a national security threat. He's a national security asset, especially in the military-industrial complex, via all of his connections. And he pushes what? The sustainability agenda. His Tesla organization was subsidized. That organization itself made a killing during COVID as they were part of CureVac's move. Basically, Tesla made the machines that printed the mRNA vaccines.
Yeah, you know, he's not only a DoD contractor, he's the biggest one. So, yeah, this guy is a huge asset. And so it makes you wonder, why is the deep state media assets, why are they so anti-Musk? Are there competing factions within the deep state? Is there perhaps Biden's not actually aligned with the military? How do you try to come up with some type of try to figure out the alliances, the allegiances, and the enemies? Who's allied? Have you tried to figure that out?
Well, I'll say this, beware of billionaires, right? That's number one. And whether or not there are warring factions or any of those factions warring for people like you and me in the long run, that's another good question. Biden, I don't think, is running anything. I think that he's been around long enough that he knows that Musk is part of the agenda in many ways. Again, Tesla and the electric car, that's a government subsidized agenda to bring in this command control carbon credit system. So it's interesting because you'll have Musk come out against overpopulation. He's one of the few billionaires that doesn't think we're overpopulated, but yet he's still behind a carbon footprint and sustainable living. So that in itself is an oxymoron. Then you have the Twitter situation. Well, you can now buy a blue check mark as of, I believe, yesterday on Twitter, Sean. You can't buy it from a desktop. You can't buy it from an Android. It's iOS exclusive. But it shows that the company is already headed in a very different direction out of the gates. That blue check mark not only gives you the power of a New York Times writer, but it's supposed to now boost your posts and get you out there more, and you can post longer videos. I'm seeing people buy it up big time. I assume in a week there's going to be thousands, if not tens of thousands, maybe even millions of more blue check marks. Pretty good business decision. I just believe that
it's a very good business decision. He called it lords and peasants before, you know, where literally you had tech employees selling blue check marks to the highest bidder. And so, it makes you wonder, are people just paying for a higher social status?
Look, Twitter in many ways, it's a tool, right? Just like YouTube is a tool. I use YouTube as a tool to get people to Rumble. Twitter, a tool to get them to Getter. These are all tools. We're trying to reach people. We're not trying to be an echo chamber. So we kind of have to navigate those systems. Well, as the systems grow more and more, this agenda grows no matter what. I mean, Elon Musk also big on the human brain interfaces and Neuralink. And have you ever seen one of these robots that's supposed to actually install one of these Neuralinks, Sean?
No, I haven't.
It looks like something out of a German torture fetish video. Right here behind me is the kiosk that you'll go to, and you'll stick your head in the nice little green part right here. And in a 6-hour period, you'll have your skull opened in a little circle. They will then surgically weave nanofibers right in there. Very nice. And then they're going to glue that right back on top. And all of a sudden, you'll be able to interface with a computer with an internet system like never before. And that internet system is meant to be Starlink. That's on the commercial level. Blackjack is on the military level and part of the ride-along program at SpaceX. SpaceX is really moving military cargo on a massive scale, aside from the communications. Okay, so you have the most Starlinks in the world concentrated in the Ukraine. In May, there were over 12,000 of them. I would not be surprised if there were 15 to 20,000 at this point. They're used not just for communications, but literally to rain down death via drone warfare with Ghost and Sidewinders, amongst others. And this guy is just a hands-off billionaire. I mean, come on, give me a break. He also, in the beginning of this conflict, challenged Putin to one-on-one combat and then got in a fight with their space minister, who then threatened to nuke all NATO nations. Hey, everybody, we're part of that. The United States is in NATO within 30 minutes. So, you know, he might say some cool things. I get it. He built not a flamethrower. I believe that this guy is a cutout in many ways. If you follow him back to around that Tesla era where he begins to get hyped, you'll see that he has connections to a guy named Michael Griffin, who intertwines himself in and out of the military industrial complex through the CIA and, you guessed it, NASA. And people that think that NASA is this great, you know, agency that's going to bring us to the moon and Mars, just like Elon Musk and beyond, have bought into a Hollywood-esque mirage of what that agency is.
That sometimes we call NASA never a straight answer, because they just don't, you know, answer anything regarding their fake photoshopped images. Also interesting, Elon Musk is invested in mRNA technology, and he's been quoted as saying that you could turn people into a butterfly if you edited their genes. So that segues nicely with our last guest. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more about this and more as soon as we get back.
Inflation is out of control. The price of gasoline has doubled in a very short time, and interest rates are set to rise. How do you protect and grow your portfolio to make sure that you do not outlive your assets? Invest in annuities that have rate lock. Rate lock is an innovative new feature that allows you to lock in your rate of return at any time during the year to lock in these volatile upswings of the market. And unlike CDs and money market accounts, they accumulate tax deferred and can participate in the upside of market indexes. And they're probate free, and they can provide an income that you can't outlive. With all the different companies, features, indexes, and benefits which annuities offer, it can be confusing to choose which annuity is best for your unique situation. Let a company you can trust help you select a rate lock annuity that's right for you. Add an annuity to your retirement portfolio and start enjoying the many benefits that smart investors love. Call the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. That's the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. The Cleveland Insurance Group, 844-USA-2024.
Hi, I'm Mike Patriot Supply. Preparedness is my thing.
Our most popular kit sold out in just 3 days.
Well, that's great, but you're a preparedness company.
A marketing company.
A preparedness company. Shouldn't you have been a little better prepared?
One day, my friend. One day.
One day what?
Soon you'll learn that one of the best tactics in marketing is scarcity. There's no better sales trick.
But you're a preparedness
marketing
company. Okay, a marketing company in a preparedness business who openly advertises how many times you haven't been prepared. It's the very definition of irony.
When you're as popular as we are, you sell out. Don't worry, one day you'll sell out too.
No, we won't, because we're a real preparedness company and we take nothing more serious than having things in stock. We're reliable, and that's why My Patriot Supply is the industry leader in emergency preparedness.
True genius is never recognized in its time.
The iSat Phone 2 is the latest generation satellite phone designed for the most reliable commercial satellite communications network in the world. The iSat Phone 2 from Inmarsat is ready, reliable, and robust. iSat Phone 2 has fast network registration and unrivaled battery life with up to 160 hours of standby time. iSat Phone 2 operates over global geostationary satellites with 99% network availability and reliable call stability and network connection. Engineered to withstand the most extreme conditions, the iSat Phone 2 is dust, splash, and shock resistant. The iSat Phone 2 has built-in tracking and assistance buttons and gives notifications even when the antenna is stowed. And with the easy-to-use interface and high-visibility display, the iSat Phone 2 is ready to go. Find out more at Inmarsat.com.
The idea that Elon Musk was a founder of PayPal, and he's been interested in electronic money, cryptocurrency. He's been one of the only corporate big buyers of Bitcoin, also manipulates the Dogecoin market. And now that he controls Twitter, you can imagine that he is going to implement a cryptocurrency wallet for the masses. What do you have to say about that, Jason?
I would tend to agree. You know, he's openly talked about this X project that he wants, and the model is WeChat. And what I don't think people get, especially in this country, in the United States, because we have this, you know, vision of the world that we're the most important and we're the most advanced. We're in the 300 to now like 400 million people range. There are over a billion people that are intertwined in a command and control society that goes beyond just track, trace, and database, but institutes a social credit score system. So if you're on an app that's verified at all times, that is running moderation via narratives, that I believe Twitter still is, the moderators are still there. I haven't seen an explosion in truth. I haven't seen people en masse get their blue check mark accounts back. You know, there's now a bunch of people that are buying blue check marks, but I haven't seen people like Lindell actually get their account back, or Donald Trump still absent. Haven't seen Alex Jones get his account back. All these people, you get them on board on this system where all of a sudden it's also your banking system. It's your PayPal system. You can buy cryptocurrency on it. It's very easy to intertwine into a social credit score. And then one at a time, instead of one at a time, actually, just in one full force, one swoop, actually cuts you off from those systems. And we're seeing that in regards to banking, in regards to journalism. You know, there's a story out there right now where a German journalist has been reporting the truth in the Donetsk region. And not only was she debanked, but then her parents, one at a time, were debanked. So the parents just happened to have a daughter that thought that she lived in a free country, in a free world, and did some journalism, and then they got debanked. It's a gangster-esque tactic where if they don't think they can get to you, what's the first thing the mafia says? Well, you got a pretty family there. Hate to see anything happen to them as well. And they don't even give you the warning. They just do it.
Right. It's already happening. I've already had my PayPal and Venmo taken away, deplatformed from Twitter. And all those truckers who attempted to protest in Canada had their bank accounts shut down. And it could be their family members, too. So it's already happening. Just imagine when Elon Musk achieves his WeChat, which is what China uses for their social credit system and their monetary system. In China, they can already shut you out of the monetary system by shutting down your WeChat account. They use Alipay and WeChat over there to pay for everything. So, you know, let's give us some hope here, Jason. What do you think is the way? Because when I talk to you, I always think to myself, you know, I think I'll just set my cell phone on fire when I'm done talking to Jason Burmess. I'll just like go dark and live in a cave. And just, what do you think we can do to get privacy, sovereignty, you know, freedom in the modern age?
Obviously, that's a lot. But first of all, you take charge of your own life. What's acceptable to you? For instance, you know, I've got a bunch of these magic devices everywhere. This one right here, it actually has Graphene OS on it. So it doesn't have all the Google apps installed. You can run a VPN on it. You can go outside of the ecosystem. It's not tracking, tracing, and databasing every moment. I still would say, hey, anything electronic is vulnerable, but you're not just volunteering that information. And then I tell people, look, you have to be as independent as possible in your life, not just technologically, but how do you feed your family, right? Are you mobile? Do you have a plan? Are you able to navigate the systems of control and the latest psychological warfare being implemented on society? Think about the story we started with this hand sanitizer. Were you strong enough not to take a little hand sanitizer here and there? There are some places I see the same people still taking it over and over and over again. I like to think, Sean, I'm a pretty hygienic guy. One shower, sometimes twice a day, I use the soap. There was no need for that. But will you survive the next fear program when they told you the virus could live for 14 to 30 days on any surface, but that magic little sanitizer is going to save you from death, just like a magic mRNA shot that was developed by the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency with Moderna is suddenly going to stop all of your woes and protect you from the nasty virus. So discernment's a big thing. Being able to communicate these things to other people within your life that you love and care about so you can try to protect them, that's another big thing. And not bending the knee. You know, a lot of people think because of the stuff that I cover, I live in fear. I have a very unhappy life. I would never give these people that type of satisfaction, and neither should you. Because to me, love is the ultimate truth, and truth is the ultimate love. Lies don't make friends. So be as honest and truthful as you possibly can in your life. And all of us know right from wrong. Try to strive for that right every day.
I think that's a good message as we all sit down to an uncomfortable Thanksgiving with our extended family post-pandemic. But, you know, yeah, it's a process. You know, I switched over to Proton Mail. I still use Gmail occasionally, but, you know, use most of my communication encrypted email, using Hushed as an app for making my phone calls encrypted. So I'm trying to get my privacy, but, you know, it is difficult. It is a journey. Anything else, Jason, you want to wrap up today with any final news?
Sure thing. I would just say this. Let's not look to others for solutions. Find the solutions within ourselves and around us. You know, billionaires generally, whether it's Jeff Bezos or Warren Buffett or Bill Gates, all of whom, by the way, all of whom made less money than Elon Musk during COVID. He increased his wealth way more. We don't have to trust those people. We should constantly be questioning their motives. We should be questioning politicians' motives. And when their actions are speaking much louder than their rhetoric, lies, and words, hold them accountable. Let's bring back the judicial, the executive, the legislative branch, checks and balances, a government for and by the people. And that starts with you in the mirror.
Absolutely, Jason. I like that. And I think just following the moves of the billionaires is an important indicator. I saw that Mr. Bankman-Fried lost 94% of his wealth with his FTX crypto going under. He was one of the biggest Democrat donors. These billionaires, they get involved with the levers of power with donating. Even on the right side, of course, you've got Peter Thiel. We've talked about him in the past. But to talk briefly about Warren Buffett and his partner, Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett donating a vast amount of his fortune to Bill Gates and to abortions. And then his partner, Charlie Munger, funding a gigantic housing project for college students where they're in these little pods and there's no windows. It's like these prisons. And he just forced the architects to follow this like inhumane thing that the architects were like quitting because they couldn't believe they're going to force human beings to be in these dormitories. So that's who we're working with sometimes. And you're right. Following their actions can be very powerful. Thank you, Jason Burmis. Everyone can check out his link in the description below to follow his work. Thank you for watching AmericanMediaPeriscope.com. We are America's patriot-only network. God bless all you patriots. Good night and good luck.